If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
All right. Oh, and in the, what do you call it, Alex Jones trial, child custody trial, he apparently couldn't remember details of his kids because he had just had a big bowl of chili. Uh-huh. Oh. I was like, really? What? They're giving me fart joke news as well? On top of the wrong way armada? And it's, Bill O'Reilly being gone, it's too much. It's
I can't much. Do it because I just ate some chili.
So gross.
Why doesn't anyone understand that?
It doesn't even make sense. He was in a food coma?
Doesn't that have to make sense?
I love that the judge only allowed, like, one crazy clip, like, not all of them, because they'd be prejudicial, but the one he allowed because he didn't understand it. Like, how do you understand anything of what he says?
Right.
Like, I'm going to allow that, because I don't know what the he meant. That's insane. All right, you know who's written about this week? Why? It's our good friend.
The dreamy, hunky man, why? Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute, and I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob's calling us from
the streets of San Francisco.
Seska thing. Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Say it with me, Bob. Somewhere.
Somewhere, Jesus is weeping.
Yes. Good morning, Bob Seska.
Good morning, Stephanie Miller. It's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year. It's Alex Jones's child custody hearing.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I just had chili.
It's a horrible thing, but it's just so entertaining.
Yeah, it's. I don't even know. You wrote a piece, so Alex Jones is a performance artist. If so, his act is truly terrifying. Oh, yeah, this was... Wait, did you see this yesterday? Hang on, we have it. This was him. He recorded a video because his lawyer, his own lawyer, of course, said... He's a performance artist.
Wow.
And, okay, so while driving to divorce court, he broadcast a live video to his Facebook followers to reassure them that he is not an actor. His divorce attorney, of course, said he is a performance artist playing a character. Anyway, here he is. Okay.
In Europe and even here in the U.S., so they're desperately looking for us and our ideology to say we're frauds because they're all based on frauds. And that's why the news always asks me, Art, and they always bait me. You did a skit as a lizard. Do you really believe in lizard aliens? And I go, no. It's a joke how evil aliens come to Earth and wants to take vaccines to hurt us. It's an allegory. I'm doing a skit. Oh, so you're an actor. And I go, yeah, to illustrate my beliefs, but I believe in what I believe 110%. Right now, I'm just being myself, Alex Jones. Uncontrolled gibbering jabbering. This is what I'm really like. Super energy, you name it. But I could sit here and play the part of a British elitist. The New World Order knows best for you. The elite can have firearms to protect themselves, but not you. And people say, do you really now believe the elite can only have firearms? Come on, man. It's sat.
Yeah, wow. I'm not a judge, but I'd be like, no, that guy, no access to children.
All right, look here. It's called allegory. All right, here's what I'm doing. All right, I'm doing an act, but everyone else is also doing an act because everyone's a performer. And if they're a performer and I'm a performer, then no one's a performer. Get it?
He said, anyone shouting he is fake is perpetuating a globalist plot to take him down, which apparently is led by his lawyer.
Uh-huh.
So that is quite a plot.
Well, for God's sake, he's under a gag order. I mean, it's his child custody trial, and he releases a video, and that's why it disappeared almost immediately. Yeah. And then, of course, because it's the internet, everyone else had copies, so they posted it. But like an idiot, it's in the middle of this court thing, and he's doing videos. Which is really stupid.
But, you know, on a more serious note, and you've talked about this too, but Vanessa was just saying that, you know, the Newtown families are asking for an apology. Because that's what I said yesterday. I was like, oh, I get it. This was just for giggles and LOLs, like torturing families who've lost their kids, right?
Right, right. I mean, remember there used to be a time, Stephanie, when the government would hold people accountable for defrauding their audience on public airwaves?
Yes.
People used to do that. There was a whole movie about it called Quiz Show, where the 21 was scamming the American public and using public airwaves to do it. And I feel like in a certain way, Alex Jones is scamming his audience. But I think
right. But it's a giant grift. The whole, as you write about, right wing infotainment complex that has brought us this right wing infotainment president. Right.
That's exactly right. It became the last refuge, I think, for certain types of radio people. We've had some of these conversations off the air too,
yeah.
And it's it's really interesting to follow the career trajectories of certain radio guys as they segued over to right-wing talk and strangely suddenly became radical right-wing conservatives.
Thank you, Bob. We all know them. As you write, you say, another source who worked for years in FM syndicated radio confirmed to me a surprising number of household names in conservative talk are mostly fakers. The fakers in questions might have some conservative leading views, but their radicalism is an act because, as you say, when live radio began to die around the mid-80s, they saw the writing on the wall. The best option for many radio guys was to morph into conservative talkers. And as you know, you and I have talked about a million times, I can count how many times someone said to me, if you said today you're going back to your conservative roots, you'd have 500 stations tomorrow, you know.
That's it.
But I mean, it really is, there is something more serious about that. That really is that a bunch of, you know, I don't know how to say it. There are some good-hearted people that are just being duped by these idiots for money, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, even the most basic sense, when we're talking about radio, even in the most basic radio guy sense, looking back at a show like WKRP, even Johnny Fever had like 12 names on that show because he would do different kinds of shows. They would change format, and then he would do the country show. I remember at one point Johnny Fever was called Heavy Early, which is one of my favorite radio names for Johnny Fever. And that's sort of the basis for this, and that's how I think I was
Sister Sleaze on the Brother Wheeze Morning Circus. Listen, I mean...
Yeah, exactly. It's like one of those things where it's actually built into radio that radio people change their names and move on from format to format. So it stands to reason that eventually, once local radio died off, that they would make the career move over to conservative talk radio. That's where all the money
That's why you and I love it when we get called sellouts, right? I'm like, really? Really?
Yeah, no way. No. I mean, not in a million years. The way you have stood by your core values is rare. I mean, it never happens or hardly ever happens anymore. And it's something to be admired and revered.
Oh, well, thank you, honey. But no, I mean, I just, like I say, you and I, because we've been in radio for 1,000 years, like, I know those people. You're like, that guy wasn't a conservative. Like, you just go, But I think, like, there's some people you can't do it. I couldn't do it if it wasn't, you know, in my heart. But you write the perfect thing. You say, if he's making it all for ratings, he's effectively using publicly owned airwaves to commit fraud against his loyal listeners as well as his advertisers. And I think that's really key.
Yeah. On one hand, it outrages me. On the other hand, I go, well, they totally deserve it.
Right.
But
you make it. But it also has huge consequences that we're seeing now, Bob. As you said, Trump's been on his show. Trump's thanked him, called him right after the election. You say he's infecting the discourse with fakery and nonsense, polluting the truth, skewing the public conversation further and further away from reality. And this is why I have heartbreaking conversations with my own beloved 93-year-old Trump-voting Republican mother.
Yeah.
Right. Because, you know, she listens to Rush Limbaugh. She watches Fox News. I mean, it's... And you said it appears as if Jones and his lawyer have stated under penalty of perjury the persona we hear on the radio is, in fact, an act. Right?
Yeah, which is both shocking and not shocking at all. And what's really poisonous about this is, as you said, Stephanie, is that so many people have now polluted the discourse with some of Alex Jones's worst nonsense, including the President of the United States.
Who told him, you're amazing, your reputation's amazing, I will not let you down. And as you say, the Hillary health problems and the 3 million illegal voters he got from Alex Jones.
I mean, there are so many things that you can actually kind of throw away with Alex Jones, like the shape-shifting lizard people, but maybe he is doing it. I don't know if he's doing a bit or not. But when it comes to the Sandy Hook families especially, I think they're really the ones who have been on the receiving end of the most damage from Alex Jones, because if this is an act, as his lawyer seems to claim, then part of the act has been to harass and humiliate and to further wrap in the awfulness of that event and that day the family members of these children who were killed in cold blood in front of their teachers, and some of them being teachers themselves, the most horrible thing I've ever heard. And again, if this is all part of a charade that he's playing, yeah, it's all part of a flim-flam, how dare
right.
he?
But, Bob, speaking of life and death, again, as you tweeted, so the president who needed four tries to spell hereby is taking us into war with North Korea. This will turn out well. I mean, these really are matters of life and death now. I don't know if you have any thoughts on the armada going in the wrong direction, Bob.
The armada going in the wrong direction. Oh, my God. This was the biggest story, I think, of the last couple of weeks, setting aside all of the Russia news. I cannot believe they either, again, committed some sort of fraud, because it wasn't just Donald Trump talking about the armada, which is
armada, very powerful.
Him talking about the chocolate cake and the armada. It was H.R. McMaster. It was Mad Dog Mattis.
Yeah.
It was one Trump administration official. It was also Sean Spicer, also talking about the armada headed toward North Korea. And it turns out, did they lie and say that the armada was heading toward North Korea when it was heading toward these exercises elsewhere?
Yeah.
Or did they just not know? I'm not sure which one is
worse.
Listen,
I mean, we just had a military person call in, and she said, do you know what those, you know, sailors feel like on that ship? That they're a laughing stock? That we're a laughing stock around the world. I mean, it's, and we're a dangerous laughing stock, right?
Yeah, exactly. If you take them at their word, this is just a major foul-up. I mean, I cannot even believe that they would actually... I mean, it's the USS Carl Vinson. I mean, it's not any other... it's an aircraft carrier. How do you lose an aircraft carrier?
Yeah. And, Bob, you tweeted... I'm sure Malcolm Nance would have thoughts on this. You tweeted, the gang that peddled Snowden's warning that the NSA is watching everything you do are calling Russiagate a loony conspiracy theory. Funny. And I keep talking about this and not trying to inflame stuff, but there are people on the left and the right that have got to really acknowledge what happened here in this Russia story. And I think it's just this latest thing that basically the FBI corroborated the dossier that everyone, the Russia dossier, right? The Steele dossier.
Yeah. I mean, as this story gets closer and closer to Donald Trump, the forces of denialism get louder and louder. The people who are denying this story outright, whether it's the Trumpers or certain elements of the cable news media, or if it's some people on the right, including Glenn Greenwald, writers at The Intercept, Matt Taibbi, and all the rest of them, just, I don't know what the motivation is to be so particularly cautious about this.
You and I have had this conversation many times, and I get, you know, I retweeted a couple things yesterday, and there you are, Bernie bashing again. I'm like, I'm not saying anything bad about Bernie. Like, I can't get how people can't get their minds around how extensive this was and what a huge threat it is to America. It's not about those factions anymore, right?
I mean, again, given what it was, Stephanie, the thing is that... even if only half of this information that we're getting about Russia turns out to be true, it's still the biggest news story of our lifetimes, at least, if not going back even more gigantic than Watergate or anything else we can think of. And that's if only half of it is true. So I think it's worthy of pursuit. It's worthy of hypothesizing what the motives might be. I know that there was one article for The Intercept that was questioning Rachel Maddow's motives in all of this and the amount of time that she's spending on it. As far as I'm concerned, not enough time is being spent on it.
Thank you.
Given what it is.
And let me just tell you, she's going to be, it probably is the Edward R. Murrow of our generation. I mean, it really...
That's exactly the way to put it. I wouldn't even say Woodward and Bernstein, because some of what she's doing is from other sources. But I think Edward R. Murrow is the most appropriate analogy here, because what she's been able to do is to put all of this together into context and into an ongoing narrative that if she wasn't doing that, it would be very difficult to follow all of the puzzle pieces as they're moving around the game board. And so in that respect, he's doing a wonderful job.
Yep. And finally, you have the final word. You tweeted, Trump is a hole, even to kids who admire him enough to want his autograph. That is true. That's all you need to see, just that piece of tape of him signing a hat and then throwing it into the crowd.
Unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable. Old grandpa doesn't know what the hell he's doing, or he's just being a jerk.
This should not be partisan anymore. That guy is a... whole traitor. He just is.
Yeah, I mean, really, isn't that what it all comes down to?
Yeah, exactly. The Bob Seska Show. Get it. It's my favorite. Get it on iTunes.
Yes, thank you.
By the way, in more relentlessly scissoring the Stephanie Miller Show since 19-whatever, Jackie Schechner is on the show with you. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
You guys are fantastic.
Yeah, I think she's going to be on every other Thursday.
Fantastic. All right. Exchanging bodily fluids with me since
thank you so much.
2000 and something. All right. Love you.
Love you, Stephanie. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, honey.